It's Hot 937, hot937.com. It's DJ Buck, American Eagle's own. Patty's in the building. How you doing?
Good, DJ Buck. How are you?
It's hot this year. It's a hot summer.
It's warm. It is definitely warm.
It's warm. Becoming a homeowner and maintaining your home. Being a great homeowner. How do you become a great homeowner? What do you have to do?
I think you really need to take a sense of pride in the home you own, and which is getting out there and making sure your lawn is mowed. And you don't need to keep up with the Joneses on making sure you have lines in there and things like that. But you want to make sure that you maintain the home inside and outside. You want to have that curb appeal so that when people drive by your house, they don't say, oh, it's that house.
I think you're talking about me. So maintain the house.
Maintain the house inside and out. You need to, you know, make sure that once you've bought the home, you go in and do regular maintenance. Have the chimney, if you have a chimney or a fireplace, make sure that's cleaned once. The furnace, you typically have to have that done once. Yeah. A year or twice, a few years. Those are the things that are important.
Improvements on a house. Some of the things are more important than other things. Prioritizing improvements.
That's a personal choice. I mean, you need water, you know, so if there's a hot water heater that goes, you're going to need hot water. You need a furnace. But then, you know, a dishwasher. Some people can live without a dishwasher. So that's why I always tell everyone, create a rainy day fund. Mm-hmm. So you never stop saving and budgeting so that when things break, you have the money to do that. You don't always necessarily want to put something, if you can help it, on a credit card, because that's going to increase your debt ratio and potentially drive down your credit score. So you really want to have a fund or slush fund, a rainy day fund, when things break, that you'll have the money put aside to be able to pay for it.
Now, Patty, I got a hammer, I got a screwdriver, and I got some nails. I can fix anything. Should
MacGyver?
I fix it?
You're a MacGyver?
I'm a MacGyver. Should I fix it or should I call a professional?
No, there's certain things that you definitely should call a professional. I would say plumbing and electrical, really, because of you don't want to hot wire yourself or electrocute yourself.
Right.
So there's certain things that, yes, a certified professional should be called in. And I would say plumbing and electrical are two of the big ones.
I was stuck on my roof for about 2 hours one summer trying to cut some trees down.
Oh, that might be another one where you might want to get
to call
some professionals.
Yeah. Once you got the house, you got to insure the house. Is it expensive to insure the house?
So it depends. If you don't have certain kind of dogs can be, you know, a pool or different things like that. If you have a security system. So actually, insurance is probably one of the least expensive things that you can. You just want to make sure you have coverage for your loan amount. And typically, if you have a mortgage on the house, you're required to have insurance. That is a requirement of any loan. You have to keep insurance and keep it in force.
Now, at American Eagle, say I get in financial trouble and I can't pay this month's mortgage. I'm in trouble. How do you guys help me?
I would say don't hide. Give a call. Call and talk to somebody and work out, you know, there's payment plans. There's always something that folks can do to help if you get into trouble. Banks and financial institutions aren't in the business of taking people's homes. So if first and foremost, they look to work out a plan with
do
people.
They?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you talked about it earlier, establishing a rainy day reserve.
That's important. Again, you never know what's going to happen. Your furnace could go, the hot water heater. You need a new refrigerator, depending on how old the appliances are in the house. So always just having a backup plan. And that's just saving money. You know, every paycheck, you put a little aside.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, Patty, thanks again. Helping people become homeowners.
And again, if they need any help or want to reach out to us, it's at AmericanEagle.org.